This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord.
Welcome. Well, Robert Scott Bell is on assignment tonight, so you have me as your host, and I have a number of folks who are going to be coming on, starting with our perennial favorite, Cheryl Chumley, who is a great journalist, recently wrote a piece for the Washington Times, and we'll get into that, but at the start, we have to observe the fact that the pundits are proving themselves wrong again in many respects, because the gap between the polling gap between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump appears to be closing, at least in certain battleground states. The double-digit lead that Hillary Clinton has enjoyed is now in question based on a number of polls. But the media's emphasis on the polls and the weight they give them as significant predictors this far in advance is something that Cheryl Chumley has astutely observed is more politics itself than it is an accurate picture, because polls are but a snapshot. But let's bring Cheryl on. Cheryl, tell us about your article in the Washington Times and what's going wrong with the media placing so much emphasis on the polls in August when the election is in November?
Hey, Jonathan, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. And, the story I wrote in the opinion piece actually I wrote in the Washington Times was just kind of poking a little bit of fun at, you know, all this media emphasis on polls showing Hillary Clinton is running away with the race for the White House against Donald Trump. She's practically got it wrapped up. There was a headline from MSNBC that talked about, you know, how the Republican Party was in, you know, basically facing a sense of dread in what the poll numbers were showing. And, you know, in my analysis, I just point out, hold up just a bit. It's only August. And, you know, most people are aware that polls are just a snapshot in time, but what happens is, depending on the order of the questions, the phrasing that's used, you know, you can draw about any conclusion you want when you take a survey of a set number of people. And I know, as a member of the press, when it comes time to campaign season, what happens is your email box gets inundated. You get flooded with all these latest polls showing one candidate beating another. And most journalists don't look through the actual polls and surveys, which are, you know, 30, 40, sometimes 50 pages in length. What they do is they look at the executive summary of it, and then they just take maybe the first couple paragraphs and draw a conclusion about which candidate is winning at that particular time. And that's what makes the headlines. And so in my analysis, I just point out, let's slow down. It's getting to be a little Chicken Little out there with all this panic. Sky is falling. Trump ought to look for a different job than president. It's only August. Most families are actually headed into back-to-school mode. Their attention isn't even on the election yet. So let's just wait a few weeks and see how the candidates play out.
And the negative press, which Hillary Clinton has had in spades over the last 2 weeks, largely from Fox, but also from various news outlets that are finally taking some interest in the pay-for-play scandal, the evidence that keeps mounting in the form of emails of collusion between the Hillary Clinton State Department and the Clinton Foundation and Bill Clinton, aiding contributors to the foundation or providing special favors for them, access to people, Hillary Clinton included, and preferential treatment, all designed to further the interests of the Clinton Foundation and bring in quite a bit of money, some $2 billion over the course of Hillary Clinton's service as Secretary of State. Now, where I come from, this type of evidence is routinely regarded as very strong evidence of conflict of interest, and FDA Commissioner Lester Crawford, former FDA Commissioner, was drummed out of office based on evidence that his wife had undisclosed stock interests in regulated entities of the FDA. And he was charged with those conflicts of interest and with false statements and was forced to pay a fine in the end, a plea bargained deal. But nonetheless, was publicly humiliated and excoriated and punished for that. And then you have Hillary Clinton with many, many more times the number and kinds of involvement, more direct involvement, that is a direct conflict of interest, raises these issues of abuse of your power, of your position to benefit your husband's charity, direct conflict of interest. What accounts for this double standard? Why is it that someone like Lester Crawford, who I'm not here to defend, I'm glad he was run out of office for that, but in Hillary Clinton's case, she seems to be able to get away with this, and there's no there's no serious investigation, there's no serious effort to take her down, or at least that's what it appears to be, that there is none.
Well, I think we all know what accounts for it. This is Hillary Clinton, and the media is in the pocket of the Democrats, and this is the Democratic pick for president. So there's no way that Hillary Clinton is going to get dragged down and drummed out of political town because of a few emails that she's deleted that implicate her in a scandal. And, just one more scandal that's followed her long, illustrious career of scandal after scandal. Hillary Clinton gets by with this because she has the media backing her. She has some powerful friends with a lot of money, not just in this country, but overseas, as we're learning from the emails and memos that are coming out of her, dealings with the Clinton Foundation during her State Department tenure. And pure and simple, it's just politics. This is why.
Then we have the gross illogic and profound sort of admission of guilt that arises from the statement made by the Clinton Foundation that if Hillary Clinton is elected president, it would essentially disband the Clinton Foundation, to address the conflicts of interest issue. But if indeed they are thereby saying she needs to get rid of the Clinton Foundation in order to be president and not have a conflict, then most certainly she had a conflict as Secretary of State. And what about the past transgression? I mean, isn't that just a real clear indication that the Clinton Foundation comprehends that there's a conflict of interest here?
Well, yeah, it's either outrageous or hilarious, whichever mood you happen to be in. But, to me, that's an admission of guilt. They're basically saying, yeah, we know there's a conflict of interest, and we'll get rid of it if she's elected president. But the conflict of interest has already been ongoing, and they're basically acknowledging that by saying that they'll get rid of the conflict of interest when she's in the White House. Well, the damage is done. It's already been laid, the quid pro quos that Hillary Clinton is more than willing to do when she was Secretary of State, and that indicates that she would be willing to carry on those relationships well in the White House. So the damage is done. I think we all know what's going on here. The only question is, how far how far can she go with still sleeping at night? I mean, that's my big question. How does Hillary Clinton look at herself in the mirror and sleep easy at night?
Well, she apparently has no problem with deception and with misrepresentation and obfuscation of fact and misleading the public. She's been doing it for so long. If she had nightmares, she seems to have overcome that. I don't know how, but she seems not to have a problem. Now, Julian Assange of WikiLeaks is saying that he has more bombshells, more email bombshells. He's suggesting that he's going to release more information relatively soon, and some are saying that he may be holding back some information that would form a pre-election bombshell, or at least a pre-debate bombshell that would come immediately before the last scheduled debate. There is apparently animus that Assange has for Clinton. And I suspect that all this email traffic that is going to come out, drip, 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 against Hillary has got to take its toll and has got to work its way through into the electorate, particularly as people become serious and start asking themselves, can they honestly stomach voting into office what may well be the most corrupt person in American political history? One of the things that we can ask ourselves is there another political figure that we can think of who has a more profound history of public corruption than Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton began her quest right out of law school with some corrupt actions, you know, taken as soon as she became the legal director of the University of Arkansas Law School's legal clinic, and that has persisted and went through her time when she was in the engaging in character assassination against those who were accusing, and apparently rightfully so, Bill Clinton of sexual misconduct as Attorney General of Arkansas, then as Governor of Arkansas, and then, of course, famously as President of the United States. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Cheryl Chumley about the scandals that surround Hillary Clinton and whether those things are likely to stick, resulting in the electorate holding Hillary to account by denying her the presidency. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, it's not really Robert. It's Jonathan. But thank you for that compliment. Robert Scott Bell is off in Nevada, I think in Las Vegas right now, working for Health Freedom as he always does in these trips. And so we're subbing for him. And I'm here with Cheryl Chumley, who's a great journalist. Very keen insights we get from Cheryl every week, and it's a real privilege to have her on. So before the break, we were talking about whether or not any of this is going to come home to roost, whether Hillary Clinton is going to be able to succeed in becoming the first president of the United States with the longest pedigree of public corruption of any other person who's run for that office. Now, I do believe that's the case. I can't think of another figure in national politics who has ever run for president of the United States who has had a longer pedigree of public corruption than Hillary. But one of the things Cheryl and I were talking about, I do want to get Cheryl's perspective on this. There's a method that the Clintons have used, that Bill Clinton uses and that Hillary Clinton use as part of their normal political campaigns. These things are the way they deal with true attacks, that is, attacks based on strong evidence of illegality or unethical conduct or corrupt activity by the Clintons. They have a process that they use, and that is the person who's responsible for bringing the charges, they scour the environment to find anything negative about them, and whether true or a misrepresentation based on a selective culling of the facts, they then attack the character of that person using surrogates, and they try to destroy the person's reputation so that that person's statements, even if true, will be regarded as suspect. Then they go on a campaign of direct and unequivocal denial of the statements, of the charges. Even if they're true, most particularly if they're true and damaging, they deny them. And then they work to create a false narrative that is, again, a part and parcel of culling facts, finding select facts that are favorable to them, and excluding all the negative facts. They create this false narrative which would defend their innocence if believed. And then they hammer away at that over and over again through surrogates until eventually, and sympathetic media, until eventually the story is essentially either accepted or they hope that the public just forgets the original charge. And they've been very successful at this. What do you think of all this, Cheryl? And do you think, first, do you think Hillary's going to be the most corrupt president if she wins in American history? Secondarily, is this Clinton campaign technique going to be validated by the electorate, or are they going to see through it? And then third, is there ever going to be a judgment day for Hillary Clinton on this earth?
Well, I do think, just to run down the answers really quickly, I do think that a Hillary Clinton presidency would be, in my recent memory and historical, you know, research, she would be the most corrupt president that I can think of. I do think that, you know, that there's still a good chance that she could win the White House. I think that this WikiLeaks dump coming up is just like a swatting a fly for her. It's kind of like nagging her in the background of her campaign, but it's not going to do a whole lot of damage. I think the people in America, the voters in America who see through Hillary Clinton have already decided, and they're not going to vote for her. But I think there's a whole vast number of voters out there who are just staunchly partisan, and they do not care. And then there's a small minority, I think, that will vote for Hillary Clinton just because she would be the first woman running for president to make it to the White House. And as for the judgment, you know, in this lifetime, I do not see any type of judgment, you know, for either Clinton, as a matter of fact. I don't think Hillary Clinton is ever going to pay for her role in Benghazi or any of the other scandals that have hit her. It just, you know, like I was saying during the break, if you're a person of faith, take heart, because there is a judgment day coming, but it's probably not going to be in this lifetime for the Clintons.
Well, there you have it. I sure hope Hillary does come to judgment while we're all alive and can see her pay for the horrible things that she's done, but we'll see. Thank you so much for being with us, Cheryl. It's a pleasure as always, and your insights are greatly appreciated.
Thanks, Jonathan.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, Robert is wending his way to Las Vegas, and we are here subbing for Robert. But Jonathan Emord and Norm Singleton, president of the Campaign for Liberty, now in this segment. Norm, welcome back. And right off the bat, let's talk about an observation that is quite clear from the campaign thus far. Whenever Hillary gets in trouble, of course, one of the techniques they use is to make a outlandish statement to change the subject. And the current statement she's making is that Donald Trump is a racist. Now, there are little bits and pieces of things you can tie together to suggest that Donald Trump has an aversion to a race. But in the end, it just doesn't hold up because there isn't any demonstrable evidence that Donald Trump has ever taken any action or has even made any statement beyond the superficial that could qualify him as a person who judges another person based on the color of their skin rather than the content of their character. Nonetheless, on the Hillary Clinton side, we do have her, as the Obama administration too, embracing Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter are very overt about this, that they condemn a white society as a source for white supremacy, white supremacists, and they condemn that. And they condemn institutions because they say they're dominated by white people. Now that, of course, is racism, because you're judging the institutions not based on what they do per se, but based on the color of the skin of those who happen to run them. Now, it's fallacious, as it turns out, because people of all different genders and races actually are controlling corporate America in the United States. It's not a white enclave. It is, in fact, you take the sum total of all business in the United States, white ownership is not a vast majority. Nonetheless, judging business based on the complexion of the people who own it is a form of racism itself. So anyway, your take on this latest effort by Hillary Clinton to divert attention away from her email scandal.
Yeah, I do think you raised a good point about Black Lives Matter. It's kind of a shame because when it started as a response to police brutality, people of goodwill of all ideological stripes, many libertarians and conservatives, expressed sympathy for the goals in police brutality, most notably Senator Rand Paul. And what you're seeing, though, now is that they've degenerated into a new leftist, left-wing pressure group. Whether or not, as I think WikiLeaks, some leaked documents show, that might have been not coincidence, but George Soros and his left-wing network may have played a part in it. But on Hillary, one of the things that when you were talking that occurred to me is just the cynicism of the Clintons, as we were talking about during the break, their history of corruption, but also their history of cynicism. Bill Clinton in 1992 left the campaign trail to return to the governor's mansion to sign a order giving the death penalty to a man. I think his name was Ricky Ray. I know the first name was Ricky, who was mentally challenged individual to the point where in his last meal, when they came to get him, take him to the electric chair, he said that to save his pie, because he wasn't going to eat it then, he was going to eat it later. That was his level of comprehension of what was going on. But Bill Clinton, because at the time it was seen in the Clintons' political advantage, as part of their portraying themselves as not Michael Dukakis and not going to be Willie Horton, to be as tough on crime as possible. And remember, Hillary Clinton talked about young black males in the inner city. She used the phrase super predators. There's a history there with Donald Trump. He's been in the public eye for, I think, a little longer, actually, than the Clintons is in terms of being on the national stage, since the mid to late 80s, when he became a national figure with his business books. In all that time, if someone dealing in business at the levels he was in New York City, if he was a racist, don't you think it would have come out? If there would have been, or don't you think it'd come out now, that there'd be ex-employees coming up and saying he said racist things, he treated his racial employees very differently. Whereas you do have things that you can point to for the Clintons and say that they might not be, no, they're probably not racist, but they're cynical exploiters of racial tensions on both sides of the aisle, depending on what demographic group they feel they need to appeal to on that day. And finally, the last thing I want to state on this, just bring to the attention of our audience on this, because she brought up the birtherism today. And yes, Donald Trump made a big splash in 2011 and 2012 on the birther issue. And there's a theory that Barack Obama intentionally scheduled the announcement of the capture of bin Laden on that Sunday night so that it would interrupt The Apprentice as a little way of poking back at Trump. But the birtherism didn't start on the right. It started during the 08 primary, but maybe not with the Clinton campaign, but it started with her supporters. And she has never taken responsibility for that. Neither has any liberal, any leftist, or Obama himself. They pretend that birtherism is strictly a phenomenon of the right, but it's not. It started with Clinton supporters looking for ways to discredit Barack Obama in 2008 in the 2008 primary. So they don't have clean hands when it comes to race at all. And this whole speech so what is granted pretty horrible. I have friends who've been on the receiving ends of some attacks from the alt-right, and I've seen, and they shared them with me, their Twitter feeds, but trying to take that and pretend that it represents something that is taken seriously or is some sort of major force in the Republican Party is clearly just an attempt to play the racism card, to change the subject from emails and foreign donations. Because you notice that the speech came as the polls are starting to tighten, and as more and more drip comes out about the Clinton Foundation and its donations, and it really is they're really running a remarkably dirty and bizarre campaign. I mean, last week you had the campaign chairman accusing Trump of being a Manchurian candidate for Putin. Yet it's on record that the Clinton Foundation got money from a company that wanted to do business with Russia, with Putin's Russia, and they got some special permission to do. I believe they got some special permission to do so. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But again, what we know about the Clinton Foundation, you know, they have no standing to point fingers at anyone.
And your point about cynicism, when you see this manipulation of information, truth distorting truth so as to deflect attention from those things that actually are issues that ought to be important to people about the character and integrity of a person, in this case Hillary Clinton, and shifting it by using politics of obfuscation and misdirection, like this racism thing, the red herring that it is. These are all the tactics that are ordinarily employed by people who lack integrity in politics. But the Clintons seem to get away with it. And we're going to go to a break in just a few minutes. But before we do, let's dig down a little bit on this point about corruption. The pay-for-play scandal that we see unfolding between the Clinton with the Clinton Foundation being supported, in effect, by the public coffers through the State Department. State Department access, State Department benefits and perks being given to people who make massive contributions, and even not-so-massive contributions, to the Clinton Foundation as Clinton desires it, as Bill Clinton desires it. His wife is accommodating him and the foundation by providing access and options through her aides, Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills. And the question is that you've posed, is this pay-for-play scandal worse than Watergate? I mean, Watergate, particularly in the liberal media, was characterized as one of the greatest constitutional crises in American history. And it certainly was a crisis where the rule of law, that is law and order, broke down, and it appeared that the only way to ensure that the system was righted was to ensure that the President of the United States could not be above the law. Yet Hillary Clinton has lived above the law for many a year.
Well, there are two former governors in jail, one Republican, Bob McDonald, although his conviction was overturned, and it appears that he was, I forget the details of that, but it appears that he was unjustly convicted, and it might have been one of those things where it was more an issue of disclosure than the actual action. And the infamous Rob Blagojevich, who was caught on tape basically saying that he was looking to, for all intents and purposes, sell his appointment of President Obama's Illinois Senate seat after Obama won the presidency, who basically are in jail for running a pay-to-play scheme.
Right.
Or at least a scheme like, or at least something like that. So...
Well, here we go, Norm, with a break, unfortunately, but we'll continue this discussion when we come back.
Yeah.
Is the pay-for-play scandal of Hillary Clinton worse than Richard Nixon's Watergate? We'll be right back.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Not quite Robert. It's Jonathan, but glad to be here for Robert. And I have with me my good friend and also a wonderful contributor to this program, the president of the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton. And before the break, we had asked Norm was what he thought, whether Hillary's pay-for-play scandal at the State Department is worse than Watergate. So, Norm, what do you think?
I think Watergate did not directly affect the national security of the United States. This may have changed foreign policy, and so this was directly selling a cabinet office for donations. And as much as the Clinton apologists try to spin it away, that is, like talking about the Nobel Prize winner and Melinda Gates, that does appear to be what happened right now. And as we were talking about during the break, this is the pattern, and the Clintons have a history of this type of behavior. And they are, one of the things that I think that, we need that is interesting to me about Hillary's speech today is a few people commented that, this, and they were mostly, libertarians, and mainstream conservatives, that, this is, not healthy for American politics for her to take a subgroup of conservatives who say offensive and hateful things, but try to paint them as a mainstream group and kind of elevate them and inject them into the mainstream dialogue. And I understand that point, but I think the people who are saying that are naive if they think that Hillary Clinton or her husband are the type of people who would ever put their short-term political gain ahead of, or the nation's long-term interest ahead of their short-term political gain. Because because in all the years that I've in watching the Clintons. I've never seen that aspect of them. And I think one of the things that maybe political types of my generation, we may have an interesting relationship with Hillary, somewhat similar to how maybe a liberal, not necessarily baby boomer, but someone who came of political age in the post-World War II era would have had with Richard Nixon, in that when I first got serious involved in politics was in 1991. Hillary and Bill made their debut on the national stage that fall. And so she has always been sort of a dark shadow hanging over my my political existence. And I think there's a lot of people in my cohort who do that. That's another way in which I think we can compare her to Nixon.
Yeah, there was this degree of cynicism in Nixon, too, about the political process, but Nixon was not entirely cynical because he actually did have strong beliefs about foreign policy and did believe strongly in defending the interests of the United States. You point out well, I think, that Hillary Clinton hasn't really a strong ideological conviction of any kind. Every political conviction of hers is for political convenience, short-term political advantage. And moreover, she's willing to use, abuse, and destroy the character of anyone if it means it enhances her own political future, her own wealth and standing. She's just been on this ride of ambition, a blind ambition to some extent, but really calculated ambition to advance her own interests at the expense of everybody else, including this nation. Well, there goes another edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be back in the next series. But until then, we wish you well, and for Norm Singleton and myself, the very best.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.